忘记很久了，自己什么了？很想就把都当你叫出去，那一世界的意思。三七六八六九，三七九八十九十八八，抢救班都打了九十七，打击区间这边算那么几人多了。六八六九，三七九八十九十八八，抢救班都打了九十七，打击区间这边，多了变成三七六八六。
Yes, you have a question? We have time for one question. One. Anybody?
My disabled children, they are swimming.
Yes,
sir.
Hello. Yeah, I have one question here. Bodhisattvas do not take rebirth in cyclic existence through karma and delusion. They are disenchanted with that. But there are ordinary bodhisattvas who take rebirth through karma and delusion. So my question is, under what circumstances does that happen? Yeah, Bodhisattvas don't take they are disenchanted with taking rebirth in cyclic existence through karma and delusion, right? They don't like that. But there are ordinary Bodhisattvas who do take rebirth that way. So I just wonder, under what condition does that happen? Basically, when do ordinary Bodhisattvas take rebirth in cyclic existence through karma and delusion? Yeah. When does it happen?
Why are you asking that question?
Curious. Yes, I cannot find answer.
You must have some reason.
Reason? Oh, yeah. Because well, last time it was mentioned that...
The question I'm asking, you must have something, you know, why, wondering.
Yeah, because there is a contradiction. Bodhisattvas, they are disenchanted with taking rebirth through karma and delusion, right? But there are ordinary Bodhisattvas who take rebirth that way. So there is a contradiction. That is my comment. Yeah, that's the reason I asked.
Yeah, anybody answer? Come. Thakpong thinks contradictory because Bodhisattva have only renunciation. So why he takes rebirth in samsara again due to karma and affliction? Because he already have renunciation in samsara. So yeah, come someone to answer. Yeah, come. You should know this. Yeah.
You can answer in Singlish also. Yeah.
Come. Yeah, Kelvin. Yeah. Answer that. Yeah. Otherwise, oh, nobody stand. I have to point someone. Yeah. Be ready for that, everybody.
Because they have not realized emptiness. They take rebirth because they have not realized emptiness directly. That's why they still have the ignorance of the 12 link. Does all ordinary bodhisattva go to Pure Land?
His main doubt is, what I think, he already renounced samsara. So why still take rebirth in samsara? His question is that. You know, you have renunciation of samsara, isn't it? You already have this renunciation. He don't like samsara. You have renunciation. Why he take rebirth again in samsara? So his question is that.
I think is he has even stronger compassion. So he does not primarily focus on realizing emptiness to be liberated. Rather, he focuses on cultivating the bodhisattva path.
Can you repeat again?
He has a stronger compassion, so he does not primarily cultivate the path to own liberation, but he's more on practicing the bodhisattva path.
So therefore, he has to take rebirth in samsara due to karma and delusion. So you're saying that? That's your reason, yeah? So last sentence should be like that. Therefore, they have to take rebirth in samsara, the ordinary bodhisattva, due to karma and delusion, yeah?
Yes.
That your sentence doesn't fit. Tinde na wani sin le dang kya le mar tinde na sam shi de kya le na do cha mar. Ro.
Le dang yo mong yo ngi sam shi
do. Le dang yo sam shi.
Yeah.
Ti na le dang ni mo ra me mar ko sam shi de kya le ba cha mar.
Yeah.
Ning je ta shi yo ba na. Kwa la ni jin ni ke sa de. Ani. Shin be ge sa ba ni shi je kwa cha le dang ni mo.
Essence is he take rebirth intentionally and through choice by karma and delusions.
No.
Yeah, implication of your answer. That means purposely take rebirth due to karma and afflictions in samsara. Because he wants to benefit sentient beings in samsara, so motivated on great compassion. So purposely take rebirth in samsara due to karma and afflictions. That's the consequence of your answer. Can we hear?
Anyway, what Tekpon asked, one very simple question, but you must know how to answer. Yeah, yeah, another Kelvin. Yeah. Anybody other Kelvin, then come and answer. Huh? You know, you must understand what he's asking, okay? He's asking, Bodhisattva have already renunciation.
Yes.
Ordinary bodhisattva. But why he takes rebirth in samsara, karma, due to karma and delusion?
I think
he thinks it's contradictory. He think.
No, I think because they still do not have, you know, they still do not have control, total control over their rebirth. So it's possible that they can still take rebirth. I mean, as much as like we all don't like to get sick, but because we have no control, we still get sick. So I think similar to that. Because the bodhisattva still have not overcome inner rank and affliction.
What?
The bodhisattva, ordinary bodhisattva.
Put your mic slip it up.
The ordinary bodhisattva still have ignorant. You know?
Still
have ignorant, yeah.
Alone.
So they still will take uncontrolled rebirth.
If one has ignorance, does it necessarily follow that one will take rebirth?
Not necessarily follow, but it could happen. Yeah.
So, still have to answer why does the ordinary bodhisattva still take rebirth due to karma and afflictions?
No, because they still have a grasping. They still have a grasping.
Know what you're saying, yeah?
Yes.
Those people you say because you have ignorance.
Yes, because they still have craving and grasping. So they still have craving and grasping. So at the time of death, craving and grasping could still happen for them to ripen their previous karma that they have created to be taken rebirth in samsara.
The craving, the grasping, you have been using
cut it as. Yeah, the 6 and 7 thing.
Why do they have, what's the reason for them having craving and grasping?
Because they have not overcome craving and grasping.
same thing. You are not answering the question. You are repeating same thing here.
No, because I thought they still have all these the dependent ring.
Why they have?
Why they have?
Yes.
Because they still grasp on to true existence. Still have the apprehension of true existence. So all these
you must know what you're saying. Yeah?
Yes. They still have apprehension of true existence.
Yeah.
And from there, you know, still can develop craving and grasping.
So basically you're saying because he has apprehension of true existence, therefore you have craving and grasping, right?
Yes.
You're saying that, right?
Yes. So because of that,
is that a correct reason?
I thought that is the cause that will create them to ripen the karma. Yeah.
Is that a correct reason?
I don't know. But that's the reason I thought. Yeah.
There's no pervasion.
That's why in general, people say that Bodhisattva do not...
So when you have apprehension of true existence, does it necessary? Does one necessarily has craving and grasping?
Not necessary. Yeah. Not necessary.
So if it's
not necessary, then you cannot say that because there is apprehension of true existence, then you have craving and grasping. Earlier on, what you said. You said because there is apprehension of true existence, with that as the reason, therefore there is craving and grasping.
Are the people getting what I'm talking? Must listen what he said, what I'm saying. This is also part of learning how to ask questions. Just one question, somebody answer, not stop there. You must...
I don't know what the reason.
The question Dr. Fong poses is that, well, he sees a contradiction between saying on one hand the bodhisattvas have disenchantment with samsara, have renunciation, yet on the other hand, ordinary bodhisattvas take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions. Yeah. So is there a contradiction? If no, then how do you explain that there is no contradiction?
I thought related to that, more directly to that question, right?
Yeah,
is that even though they are disenchanted with samsara, but they still... some ordinary bodhisattva still do not have control over their rebirth, even though they have this enchantment. Yeah. I thought that was the crux of it.
What?
No, even though they are disenchanted with samsara, but because they still have a previous karma that they have created, to be born in samsara, and then because they still have craving and grasping, that's why, you know, the all this karma still can ripen for them to still take rebirth in samsara.
Quite okay, but why do these ordinary bodhisattvas have craving and grasping? Why?
Yeah. Is it because before that they have feeling?
Then, before that what they have? Before feeling what they have? Before contact what? Continue. Good.
So they
before contact what they have?
Before contact the six sources. Six sources. Then name and form.
Then
before that consciousness. Before that they have karma, right?
Then?
Then? Ignorant.
Then?
Before after ignorant, what then?
Ignorant, karma, composition factors.
After, before the ignorant, what then?
Before the ignorant, what's they have? I don't know.
Huh? Ignorant come from where?
Ignorant come from apprehension of true existence.
Never mind. Chikdanda ti lab shukra ta ko chikdanda kwa la nyabar chungwa ta lamna shuksa na kwa la nyabar chungwa nuti chikirwa. Inaya ta ko zozo ni ta ngar ki sozo ki daya saya re, no penchi ki daya sakse. Ani chik ta lekong ki kya wa laya chi sungyo re. Kwa la nyabar chungwa ya ngar penchi ki laya ta to saate wa ya penchi ki lekong ki kwa laya pati ta sungyo re. Rang la rang me wachi, penji legi unki jiao le wachi, kasi penji legi ma pang pa yor wati rita.
Although these ordinary bodhisattvas, precisely because they have attained a path, isn't it? So necessarily they have renunciation. But because they have projecting karma accumulated from before, and many of such projecting karma, so they have no choice but to take rebirth in cyclic existence due to the force of those formerly accumulated projecting karma. They don't have a choice. They have no control.
Correct. Penjing le mapa mayor tire ta junse te la tu te tire ta nyabar chungna ya le yung chaw leng go ti penjing le mapa mayor wata.
So although they have generated renunciation, but they have not abandoned the projecting karma.
Oh, then they don't see that. That's correct. That is part. That tomba, when that tomba, you must not thum sadu kalan duchegil. Silence about the yari amaris. Tomba, you must not thum sadu. Silence about the kansadu kila yungri amaritir.
Chiware. Now, a question to you guys. Is there craving and grasping in the continuum of someone who has realized emptiness directly?
Somebody, come, answer. Yeah, Tem. I have to call upstairs one or so, huh? I will come upstairs, huh? Yeah. Come closer to the mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still yes.
Huh?
They still have craving and grasping.
Give example, they have this and that, explain more.
On the second ground.
Huh?
On the second ground.
They
still have not abandoned the afflictions.
Okay, second ground, third ground.
Third ground, yes.
Fourth ground.
Yes.
Fifth ground.
Yes.
Sixth ground.
Yes.
Seventh ground.
Yes.
Eighth ground. Nine ground, 10 ground, yeah.
On the pure ground, 8, 9, 10, don't have craving, grasping.
Okay, why?
Because they have abandoned the afflictions.
Okay, good. That denziyan, silence about yoga revestir.
If one possesses the apprehension of true existence, does one also necessarily possess craving and grasping? For if there is apprehension of true existence in one's mind, does one necessarily also have craving and grasping? So first to seven ground left.
Chapter 1. Chapter 1.
Is it necessary?
You're talking about on the pure ground?
No, I'm not talking.
No need to talk about pure ground.
Then zin yuna. And it's about the level of chapter 1.
If there is apprehension of true existence, does one necessarily have craving and grasping?
Not necessary.
Posit an illustration.
10 ground. With a 10 ground, yeah.
Oh. An illustration.
So, tubercular disease, you are.
Does the Bodhisattva on the 10 ground possess apprehension of true existence or not?
No.
Then why do you posit that as an illustration of somebody who has apprehension of true existence but not necessarily having craving and grasping? There's no need to talk about it because 10 ground Bodhisattvas don't have apprehension of true existence, right?
No, is that appearance or apprehension?
Apprehension.
Or I hear appearance of true existence.
If one has apprehension of true existence,
apprehension,
does it necessarily mean that one has craving and grasping?
Apprehension.
Yeah.
Not appearance.
Apprehension. Tempted to apprehension.
Apprehension. Yes, necessary.
Necessary, yeah.
Apprehension of true existence.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Example?
Example, me, lo.
That silence seba you took on any task? Silence seba you only that quality of linger one.
So, if there's craving and grasping, you definitely take rebirth in cyclic existence, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, do Bodhisattva superiors take rebirth in cyclic existence? Is their rebirth in cyclic existence you know, that due to a karmic seed that is nourished by craving and grasping? You know?
Which ground?
Okay, you can say first ground, second ground, whatever you choose. Is okay.
We give you seven. Huh?
Seven.
Yeah. We give you seven.
Give you after seven ground, you can choose whatever ground you like.
Okay. Can you repeat the question again?
Cannot. It doesn't work like that in the divine ground.
You are asking if a seventh ground, do he take rebirth due to craving and grasping? Yes.
You
say yes, yeah?
Yes.
So, isn't there the fallacy of that Bodhisattva superior taking rebirth due to karma and afflictions?
Because we say that on the eighth ground, he only achieved the liberation. So on before the eighth ground, on the seventh ground, he still have afflictions. This is what in the minor grand path chart.
So you are saying that Bodhisattva superiors on the first, second, and third ground, for example, they take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions, yeah? You are saying that, right?
Have to say that.
So as such, then we cannot talk about such Bodhisattva superiors possessing a mental body.
Actually, I will qualm because there's in the BP1 Buddha Nature program, Rinpoche say that they have a mental body only on the 8, 9, 10 ground, but in this BP2. He says on the first ground onwards.
What?
On the BP1, Buddha Nature class, I checked the notes a few times. You say that they have only the mental body on the 8, 9, 10 ground, not on the first to 7 ground.
I don't think he will say something like that.
Yeah, I checked the notes a few times.
What I said?
BP1 Buddha Nature class, you say that...
BP1 is what?
BP...
First batch.
Yeah, and you say that they have the mental body only on the 8, 9, 10 ground. But in the last module, the Santidivata text, BP2, you say they have the mental body from the first ground onwards. So I have this qualm actually.
So you think don't have. So that Satan will lose the Zani, that Ignatian do Maris.
So,
don't have the Sajin, you leave Pumbo and Chipar.
So, in short, what you are saying is that the Bodhisattva superiors on the first, second ground, for example, they don't have a mental body, right? So they have a contaminated body, right? So they have true suffering, right? So such the bodies of the physical the body of such Bodhisattva superiors would then be true suffering. True suffering, right?
Yes, have to say yes.
Why? Because haven't free from samsara, right?
Because have not touched the eighth ground.
that's what you're going to say, right?
Have to stand firm.
Yeah, so tempted thing. Okay, from first ground until seventh ground, the Bodhisattva body is still same as our body. No different. It's still true suffering. He said that. Okay? So anybody agree with that or not disagree with that? Yeah, Benny.
would mean that then they will
disagree with him. You disagree, then not correct, you make the correction.
Yeah, no, disagree with that. So that that means that it will mean that they still possess the 12 links that is in the class of afflictions, which means which means that as they are progressing on a path to abandon the 12 links, at the same time, they are still producing the 12 links, which means that they will never be able to be freed from, you know, these 12 links.
It's not, you're not really answering, please. What he's saying, you're not answering.
I think he accepted.
No. What you say is nothing to his view, you know. If his view is wrong, you must correct.
So
what logic you have, his view is not correct.
Yeah, that was my logic, that the bodhisattva will continue to produce 12 links of the class of afflictions.
Then?
So which means that he will continue to produce 12 links as he is still continuing to abandon the 12 links.
At the same time, he's not saying producing new karma, he's not saying that.
But he says that
he's taking rebirth.
Due to 12 links.
He's taking 12 links, take rebirth, but he's not saying producing new karma, yeah? He's not saying that. Yeah.
So which means that...
Are you saying that, Temtek? No, he didn't. He said no. Yeah.
So that means that he will not have the direct realization of emptiness to stop that production.
And he said, not creating new karma, you know that. Still, he's saying that the bodhisattva superior, still they take rebirth in samsara due to karma and delusion. So accept that.
Yeah, no. So because, you know, they will have the direct realization of emptiness, which will not accumulate further the 12 links that is in the class of afflictions.
That one? Yeah, you accept that.
Yeah. Then. So which means that he will not be producing those 12 links, and he will also not be taking rebirth due to those 12 links, because he has the direct realization of emptiness, which are powerful enough to stop the projecting karma from manifesting or ripening.
So are you saying, or you seem to be saying that, are you saying that once you realize emptiness directly, you will not take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions?
Yes.
So what you are essentially saying is that once you realize emptiness directly, you necessarily do not have craving and grasping.
Of the 12 link that is in the class of afflictions.
Grasping, so the 12 link.
Yeah, it is. If it's craving and grasping, craving and grasping of the 12 links, that's what we are saying here. Yeah.
Yes.
So are you saying that?
Yes.
You're saying that term is saying opposite side.
Yes.
You're seeing opposite side now.
Yeah, so that's why they have the mental body, which is produced by the 12 links of the class of knowledge obscuration, by predisposition and so on.
What Tiamte was saying, that even though you have realized emptiness directly, you still have craving and grasping. As such, those individuals still take rebirth in samsara due to craving and grasping, due to karma and afflictions, essentially. Whereas your position is the complete opposite, right?
Yeah, they do not produce, even though they may have the ignorance as well as the imprints of them in this continuum, but he does not newly produce these sets of 12 links anymore.
So the basis of debate is not that what you are saying is once you realize emptiness directly, you do not have craving and grasping, and definitely one will not take rebirth due to craving and grasping, right?
Okay, yes.
That's your position, right?
Yes.
Okay, what Tantric is saying is wrong, what you're saying also wrong. Okay? Yeah, somebody clear about that, yeah. What Benny says is correct or not? If not correct, then you give example.
Example of someone who directly realizes emptiness but still have craving and grasping is a stream enterer or once returner who needs to take rebirth in the desire realm.
You can't say reporting this and that, you know. Good. Then what about that Tantric saying?
You are saying
first
to seven ground is also true suffering. Do you accept that first ground bodhisattva can manifest 100 bodies, then second ground can manifest more? Does that mean they manifest more true suffering?
Yeah, Tantric. Good, yeah. You know, when you reach, so he said, when you reach first ground, so they can manifest 1,000 body.
Yeah,
so that means they produce 1,000 suffering body.
Yeah, first ground, they manifest 100 body, second round, yeah, yeah. 1,000 body, it's I know.
No suffering or not?
Huh?
Suffering.
True suffering is it?
More suffering, right?
Yeah.
Why producing more suffering body?
It's essentially, it's more suffering.
So his,
that's the point.
His point, yeah. Is that asking you why they produce more suffering body. One hour is so much suffering, why produce 100 suffering body? Yeah, quick.
Actually, for them, the concept is not suffering. For them, the concept is helping others.
What? You repeat again?
The motivation for them is to help others.
They produce suffering.
They
suffering,
huh? They may have suffering.
Suffer.
No?
Huh?
No. For them, is their aim is to help others.
So they are suffering when they're helping others, right?
No, the aim
so
is
the
to
higher,
help others.
The higher you go, the more suffering. Right?
My thesis is that before they reach the eighth ground, pure ground, they still
suffer.
Have ignorance.
Ignorant, we accept. There's no question.
Yeah,
there's nobody debate about the ignorant.
Okay,
accept.
Then what's the qualm?
Qualm is about that. You see, after you reach first ground, you're producing more suffering body, is it? Then second ground, you are double.
1,000.
Yeah? I think there's no probation. Because if the hell, someone pray to go to hell, bring to help the hell, doesn't mean he will suffer in the hell.
So the bodhisattva emanates, go to hell,
yes.
But he doesn't suffer, right? So it follows that basically the bodhisattva's body is not true suffering, right? No pain, right? There's no true suffering, right? Is it called flip-flop? Suddenly.
Lu Tang,
it is mentioned, right, in the teachings on the perfection of generosity, in that the bodhisattvas, ordinary bodhisattvas, ordinary, basically, if you're not a Bodhisattva superior, you're not encouraged or not actually allowed to give your body away, right? But once you become a Bodhisattva superior, then you can give your body away, right? And it is said that the more they give, the more happiness they achieve, right? With every additional piece that they give, they get that much more happiness, right?
Yeah.
So what does that prove? It proves that their body is not true suffering, right? And that's the point, right?
It proves their compassion is greater than their self-interest.
They have self-interest?
Okay. No, I'm saying it proves that their compassion is greater than their self-interest.
They have self-interest?
Greater than self-interest.
That means there's no self-interest, you cannot be greater than a non-existent.
Again?
It's a non-existent, you cannot be greater than a non-existent.
No, I mean that it proves they have more compassion for others. And so when they are being tortured, they will not have the feel the suffering.
So it's still true suffering, lah. We come back to this point. It's still true suffering, right?
I think in mental mainstream, they don't feel the true suffering. In their mainstream, they will not feel the true suffering. Will not feel the pain. Because their aim is for helping others.
What is the difference between the body of a bodhisattva on the path of preparation and the bodhisattva on the... The supreme mundane qualities level of the path of preparation is that which immediately precedes the attainment of the path of seeing, isn't it? One progresses onto the path of seeing from the supreme mundane qualities level of the path of preparation, right? Mm-hmm. And it happens in one meditation, meditative equipoise, right? One contiguous, same meditative equipoise, right?
Yes.
So you tell me what's the difference between the body of the bodhisattva on the supreme mundane qualities level of the path of preparation, and then in the next moment he enters the path of seeing. Then what is the body of the bodhisattva when he's already on the path of seeing? Change now.
Same body.
Same change or
no change. The body is the same.
Body is the same. True suffering.
It's still the same viscous body.
True suffering. Same right, you say?
Yes.
So if we speed up the argument a bit, same. Even up to before enlightenment also same, then also after enlightenment also same. Basically, we speed up the argument. Basically, even up to enlightenment, it's the same body. With the same body, the guy on the path of preparation, and just the path of seeing, then he speeds up more, then he becomes enlightened in the same body, right?
Yeah, I get your logic, but in the sutric path, you cannot alone depend to be propagate enlightenment. You cannot depend on sutric path alone to attain enlightenment.
That is right. Okay. That is the part one. Satyam kisi thama tang satya ba kisi thambo ni nyamse ten chirwa. Ta kunyi lu ji ni ga thunga de barwe.
since that's too fast, yeah. So we dial back a bit. Okay? Let's come back to the seventh ground. So the last moment on the seventh ground and the first moment on the eighth ground, you asserted earlier that this is my addition, you asserted earlier that there's mental body, right? So same body, you know? Last moment on the seventh ground, first moment on the eighth ground. Is there a difference in the body or not? No. No, right?
Have to say no.
Huh?
No, no. Have to say no.
Yeah, then we speed, then you fast forward, also no, right?
Until which ground?
Until enlightenment.
But I say that in the sutric path, we cannot depend. From the tantric point of view, the sutric path will not depend. Not able to get one to enlightenment.
Yeah. You practice tantra using this body, the same.
This body.
That is okay. Ah, there is. That is samadhi. Just want to do the thing. That business. Just to come and do the thing. Same size. Park will get on now. The chief is doing the same. Boom. So do that. That is.
Anyway, there's a verse which I think may have its source in the Maitreya's ornament for the Mahayana Sutras. Yeah. Anyway, there's a verse which says that the Bodhisattva superiors do not have the sufferings of sickness, aging, and death. So, what it means is, Bodhisattva superiors do not have true suffering.
And
when once the first ground is achieved, that Bodhisattva superior acquires a mental body, it is said that Bodhisattva superiors do not possess true suffering. So as such, when they give away their bodies, they don't feel pain, which they don't have true suffering.
Oh, tuxen is sebre. Tadi pejeta. Karalabre chiklokus. Tadi malo ates loku deta kashita. Ah, talona ya.
Yes. You got a helmet?
Can I just clarify one point? Is the mental body the illusory body? Yeah, are they the same thing?
You can achieve illusory body.
I think on tantric path, it is the illusory body.
So you're saying they're equivalent? You're saying they're same or similar?
They're the same thing.
You're asking, is it?
No.
You're saying that they're the same?
No, I'm asking whether, are they the same thing?
No,
they're not the same. The achieving the illusory body, as the achievement has to be preceded by actualizing clear light, because it is from within the clear light that one arises into the as the illusory body.
Yeah.
such a presentation of clear line illusory body, for example, not found in the sutra. There's no presentation of that. There isn't even the presentation of the extremely subtle mind in tantra. In sutra.
어떻게 단단하게 안 당한 것 때문에 얘기를 하신 루세대대 간대스 쓰면 단단하게 맞았다. 선우 걸 가보시도 어떻게 때문에 얘기를 하신 루세대 간대스 쓰기에 나 어떻게 마치 단도 양측 선우 걸 가보시도 어떻게.
But yet it is difficult for us to kind of imagine what a mental body is. Yeah, I think that's a bit difficult for us, right? What exactly is a mental body?
가선디 건지 지와 나나티도 왔다 사당번이 이기라시 리터바이나 디닐링의 주강을 했은 지와제도 되나
So one of the qualms of the qualms that were collated from you guys from the last exam, right? One of the questions was this. It's to do with the mental body. You know, what is the substantial cause of this mental body?
어떻게 되시도 다 레알로그 믿어 걸 렌시작으로 왔다고 열린게 쥬띠를 쓰레디 갖고도 와
So we have to answer the question, right? What is the substantial cause of a mental body? But it's difficult.
It's difficult. 독신이 다 된대서 한번 시도가나 다 변화 다 돈에서 사마나시레 베나타 수구 수구 둡셰기 다 버기체 귤라샤에 누가라 베나 추기구나 수구구 남시시에 누가라 소람도 이식이 손에 시야지마도 딜라라가 시기도와 이식이 소라되는 추구주에 소나에 소라되는 수구주에 시승구도와 되겁나 딜라라가야 한다 곧일 주시마 시야미도와
according to sutra What is posited as the cause of the two bodies, the truth body and the form body? It is essentially the collection of wisdom which results in the truth body and the collection of merit which results in the form body. That is the sutric explanation and there isn't a better explanation than that. That's all, right? According to the sutra point of view.
그래다 대상다 아니시나 딜레 사바차이시고 또 시우지 사바차이시다고 슈구 규디 아니 신도테 센티차에 아니 지다 보기다 수구니렌디 신도테 센다 모집을 놓기 지했으니까 십초부터 세부시고요래 예레다 렌지치겐스다 독신 세부시우시운데시
So that's the explanation according to Sutra, yeah? Which is, yeah, just like that, right? The explanation according to Tantra is much more profound than this, yeah? Much more profound. So in short, the substantial cause of the truth body according to Tantra, Hayasuka Tantra, is the extremely subtle mind, and the substantial cause for the form body is the extremely subtle wind, which is of one entity with the extremely subtle mind.
독신이 안에서는 대해서 다 고대차이시다 되고 삼로 땅바이나 아니 지코 거기 신도탑의 샘되기 아니 예레치지 주구탑의 농되기 렌지치기 지기하래 아니 수구도도 가는 능기년에지 아니 텔레텔베 아니 신도도의 셈되기 렌지식의 체제 어떤데이다 예레다 렌지식이 니게 땡네다 주구 수구 두배기다 넘셔 십사부시 와시
the explanation of the causes of the two bodies in tantra is makes more sense if you think about it you know and is makes more sense So the substantial cause for the truth body, according to Higher School Tantra, the substantial cause of the truth body is the extremely subtle mind, while the cooperative condition for the truth body is the extremely subtle wind. The substantial cause for the form body, according to Higher School Tantra, is the extremely subtle wind. And the extremely subtle mind is the cooperative condition for the achievement of the form body. According to sutra, it is the collection of merit that the collection of merit is the cause for the form body. They don't have a better explanation than that. That's about it. So that's according to sutra, yeah? So they don't have a better explanation than that, right? For the cause of a form body, it is the collection of merit, yeah. So then, in order to answer the question, what is the substantial cause of a mental body? It is not stated in the text here. You know, it's not obvious. But if we So by extension, based on what the sutra explanation of the substantial cause of the form body is, so if we reason by extension, then perhaps we can say that it is the powerful accumulation of the collection of merit of that bodhisattva on the path of preparation, which acts as the cause for the mental body of the first ground.
Do you think we can see the Bodhisattva superior's mental body? Does it look like ours?
I have a feeling it's similar to the intermediate state being body, energy body. That's my thinking now. My feeling is that it's probably have to do with the wind. It's similar to the intermediate state being body and also the dream.
Can see or not? So tomorrow
of course you can't see.
Tomorrow you achieve path of seeing, will I still see you or not? Basically, will I still see you or not? Or you disappear or you're there.
But you can possess both bodies at the same time, right? Can't you?
Both bodies?
Yeah. When you achieve the path, when you achieve the illusory body, you don't lose your own body either. You still have a loser body.
So you have true suffering and mental body at the same time?
I don't know how it works, but if you're a yogi, you're meditating and you achieve the illusory body, does it mean that you disappeared and you don't have your own body anymore? Yeah. You still don't know, because you have not actually achieved enlightenment yet.
Yeah.
You still got the use of this body. So you probably can possess both at the same time. That's my thinking.
So the true suffering is the container, and the mental body is inside, is it?
I don't know how it works, but that's my thing. And I think it's an energy body. Yeah.
Just now it was said that the accumulation of merits on the power of preparation is the substantial cause for the mental body of the bodhisattva on the first ground. So wouldn't make that cause a contaminated one? Because it is not conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness. Seems to me like it is. It's ordinary, it's accumulated as an ordinary being. So how can something that is accumulated as an ordinary being be a cause for something that is a mental body of a superior? There seems to be contradiction, I think. Yeah. It's ordinary merit, right? That's the con.
The ordinary wisdom also.
Ordinary. It's not directly realizing emptiness. And then as for my first qualm, now I know why I ask. So it was just now the answer was so the ordinary bodhisattva has no choice. So they have to take rebirth So why don't they go to Pure Land first? Then from there take rebirth through power of prayer, then very safe.
Why you worry about other people's choices?
Eh? I'm thinking of my own path in the future. Everyone also, right? Including yours.
See you there.
I don't know. 그래서 그 저 담아디 갈서.
So basically, you are saying, the accumulation of merit that the collection of merit accumulated prior to the path of seeing is all contaminated. That's what you're saying. Basically, and therefore, contaminated. Cause, how does it result in mental body? That's what you're saying, right? Contaminated. Then first ground, not contaminated. Heavy ignorance.
Okay, I read some from the text a little bit. Otherwise, we never finish our text also. You still wake up? Okay, just maybe another 20 minutes, pay attention. We just read the text, leave it down.
Okay, next, verse 28. When my intellect is blind toward all that is worth knowing. It is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for claiming as the Dharma what ought to be put aside. From now on, I shall cultivate the wisdom that comes from hearing and so forth. In the Tibetan, it's like that, hearing and so forth.
Otoxini, that dinar somana shiri, pena kalsana gansota, pena chula tobachina, ta, chula pena nyambayna, ta, tona, ha, tona, nyena tsing misins, sambayna, termakos, ta, gombayna, topachula, michiwas, or tindigi, ta, yungde, rova, anishi, ta, gansota, kalsone, anikabre, anchik, sozo, shirup, shuizita, mugi, Shapalatuna, Sozo is Shadata, Shadam Nabatu, Mishavatu, Kare, Shabanatic, Ripacho, you might not detest you, you're devising on the Yundikyore, got complete one.
So when we hear the teachings, we don't remember the words. When we reflect on the teachings, we don't understand the meaning. And when we meditate, we don't get any realizations, or and it happens sometimes that we feel that we are not so intelligent, we're not so wise when compared to others, right? We notice, yeah, how come I'm not so intelligent? How come I'm not so wise? I mean, it happens to us, right?
Even
siblings don't necessarily have the same level of intelligence. Yeah. No, they may be a group of people who are relatives or related, no? they share the same parents, but somehow there are some who are more intelligent than the others.
What took shine? Cheta ta tinde shino galat tanamde nangai tinde muda pena ta pena susu juge namshe di pame kuda la tene chua mares pame kuda di rangi namshe ki nyele mares tan tanda lumi chura ti zui ta mangui ta.
So in Dharmakirti's Pramanavatika, commentary on Valid Conviction. He says that the parents' egg and sperm is not the substantial cause of one's mind or one's consciousness. For if it was, then you would have to follow that siblings would have the same level of intelligence, same kind of mental characteristics, isn't it?
독신이 세상 나 독신이 두비 누가나 아니 거기 남식이 예렌지라 남식이 예렌데 카레스나 남식이 예렌 중가 마치 고그레스라 어 예렌 좀 해봐 거 두배야 말다 중가 마치 샤지 남식 남마지기 준시 아니 텔라토데 시티데게 돈에다 남식 남마스도다 아니 거기 자원가 말고 했는데 돈에다 자원가시 두배 뒤숨기야돼.
So the egg and sperm of the parents is not the substantial cause of consciousness. So you have to posit a substantial cause. Yeah?
Okay, so here. And color.
Just numberless times. Nothing happening.
This is a shock. Color is shock.
I'm
just here to talk. you need to be bigger. His mic is not so clear. Okay.
Hello. Anyway, the substantial cause of consciousness has to be a formal moment of consciousness.
Can you hear upstairs? Okay. Behind, can you hear? If we can hear, then okay. If you don't hear, then you must
tell. It's better now.
So,
you need me to repeat?
Repeat.
I will only repeat if you didn't hear. But if you didn't understand, then there's no reason to repeat. I was joking. Where do you want me to start from? Day and sperm. Okay, sounds like biology class, isn't it? So the Dharmakirti in his Pramanavatika, he said that the egg and sperm of our parents is not the substantial cause of our consciousness, our mind. For if it was, then it would have to follow that siblings would have the same level of intelligence, the same mental characteristics and so forth. Yeah. So the egg and sperm of our parents is not the substantial cause of our consciousness, but then you have to posit a substantial cause, yeah? So the substantial cause would be essentially a former moment of consciousness. And that's how we establish past and future lives.
어떡시네, 어떡시네, 단다, 락버치나 레라이트 키라티다. 어떻게 그러셔? 또 갈라래. 어떻게니? 다 돈다니? 다 어쩌다 동사래. 아니 지금 반년 반 명하지. 어떻게? 아니 가령 어떻게 배쪄왔다. 아니 지금 다 진대기 가봐. 이따야 가브리안 마리 배쪄도 가리나스 가르쳐버렸어. 미션 버리고 야가도 가르쳐버렸어. 다들 지워요 그러와.
So it's quite clear, it's evident that siblings don't have same level of mind, same level of intelligence. And of course, if you look at everybody is different, right? So, and sometimes we do wonder, isn't it, right? And or at least there are people who wonder, why am I not intelligent? You know, why am I not smart? Like so and so.
어떻게니? 다 조조니? 다 배나다? 조 내라 툭대시. 다 먼저 남의 시원시원에 내라 툭대시 자기가래. 자서 조조 먼저 경험을 넘어서 가르치 마치지다 툭대시. 자서 내나 숨어지나 다. 경험한 남수다 아주 망치 아니 추만이 봐 추만이 비 아니 정원 죽체 아니 지다 추 맞지 맞지 아니 추지 아니 지에 고급 중반이 나다 추디 맛이나 지야 말했다 독수니다 또 육샤체 어떤 대기 아니 지다 고급지 중반이 나 추 맞지다 디네다 고샤샤나 지야 말했었지 다 딘대기다 옹기 아니 지다 아니 지 배나 주 년바나 다 되어 맞고요. 지금 봤어요. 똑바미게 다 저 뒤대기 긴글에서 내놔서 해드려.
So the Buddhist explanation is basically is due to karma. Yeah. Because one did not create the cause in the past. It could be that in our past lives,
we only engage in non-dharma activities, just engaging in non-dharma, entertaining non-dharmic thoughts and so forth. Even if we did meet the Dharma in the past lives, but we didn't take the opportunity, we really did not learn. We thought cherish it. We just thought it's something that could be put aside, you know. Yeah, we met the Dharma perhaps, but we didn't do anything about it. Yeah, and that is the reason why, at the present, when we hear the teachings, we don't remember the words. When we reflect on the teachings, we don't understand their meaning. And when we try to internalize the teachings, we don't gain any realizations. If in our present life we find that we are in this situation where we don't understand the teachings, no matter what we do, then we have to, understand that this is a result of certain causes and conditions. Yeah, and the causes and conditions is basically not having heard and reflected on the teachings in our previous lives. So we should tell ourselves that if we do not put in effort in this life, if we do not work hard at learning and reflecting on the teachings, then in our future lives, it's not going to be any better. In fact, we may end up even more dull-witted. It's not going to get better on its own. In fact, we may become even more dull. Yeah. So not being able to understand the teachings in this life should not be a reason to stop learning. In fact, it should be a reason for us to work hard, to strive in, to learn and to think about stuff, and to plant positive impressions, imprints, in our minds. So the advice here is that through hearing, reflection, and meditation, then we strive, to generate the wisdom arisen from hearing, the wisdom arisen from reflection and wisdom arisen from meditation respectively. All of us make the same mistake. Whenever we don't understand any of the teachings, we just give up, right? That is a huge mistake. Because if we give up, it doesn't mean that things will get better on their own. No, things will never improve. It's not possible, yeah? In fact, we may become even more dull, yeah? So there's always something that we will not understand, yeah? But that should not be a reason to stop trying. Yeah? We have to work hard, we have to put in effort, you know, to learn and to reflect, yeah? Then, you know, things will get better in the future lives, yeah? So if we don't do anything about it, things will not get better. So if we try, really work hard, it be work hard, strive. Definitely we will make some progress in this life, yeah. There will be some progress, right? And if there's progress in this life, then there's really hope also for the future lives to be better, yeah. But if we stop, if we give up, you know, there will not be any progress in this life. And of course, if there's no progress in this life, then how can it be progress, yeah, in the future life, yeah. Such pieces of advice, are really very helpful, you know. We look at what we have seen so far, essentially, they are all basically asking us to reflect on take responsibility, reflecting on our own karma, isn't it, right? Reflecting on karma and effects, yeah. So whenever the going gets tough, yeah, whenever the going gets tough in whatever we do, then the thing here is to reflect on karma and its effects, and then keep on going and then to get at it and work.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, interesting.
When I'm overcome by sleep while practicing the Dharma, it is a weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for piling up obscurations to the holy Dharma. So from now on, I shall undergo hardship for the sake of the Dharma.
Sometimes
when we attend pujas or prayer sessions, before the puja, you're not sleepy, you know. But once the puja or the prayer session starts, 10 or 15 minutes into it, suddenly we just feel uncontrollably, sleepy, you know. Or, we, you know, before doing our daily recitations or daily prayers, you know, we may be wide awake. But once we start our prayers, you know, then we feel very sleepy. You know. Or when people come to class, when they listen to the Dharma, then they feel, you know, sleepy. You know. But somehow, you know, people don't feel sleepy when they are watching a show. This happens, yeah, to us, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes, you know, no matter how hard you try, you know, to stay awake, you know, somehow, you know, we are overwhelmed by sleep. It's uncontrollable, you know? Right? This is due to the force of the obscuration. You know? Masala shan ti tilani si tiku ki me ba si tinga la kangba shan ta ta zoba da me da shan ta ti dei jing ta ya ji ku ba ma chi beng ge ha de ba mo sa si yu yo le
this is said to be the karmic result of having accumulated negativities and obscurations in relation to the holy dharma. So yeah, so for example you know, we don't show proper respect to dharma texts, you know, for example putting them on the background or putting them on a low place, and then you know walking over them, you know, or you know, placing all kinds of things on dharma texts, you know. And then not regarding Dharma texts with reverence, with respect, you know, just, you know, viewing them as just, you know, just an article, you know. So, yeah.
Alright, that's it. I'm not sure.
There's also accumulating negativity in relation to the realization of Dharma. And how does one do that? You know? So one, let's say, criticizes or despises or puts down an individual who possesses the realization of Dharma in his or her mental continuum. Yeah. So that's how we accumulate the negativity in relation to the realization of Dharma. So the advice is that from now on I shall undergo hardship for the sake of the Dharma. From now on we will not disrespect Dharma texts, and we will not put down or revile or despise or criticize the individuals who possess the realization of Dharma in their minds. When I delight in the afflictions and am greatly distracted, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for not meditating upon impermanence and the shortcomings of cyclic existence. From now on, I shall increase my dissatisfaction for cyclic existence.
Otoxine, 간대지 통보했나 때라 티 가서래. 즉 시우지 보기다 가신 조신 뒤도 터베가 시도 주게. 그럼 왔다 도시하러 가와세. 다 콘도로 가와세. 육으로 와 가시야지 가서래. 거기 밀라 톱소다 다 뒤대식 라이지 가신 조신 중에 뒤도 육으로 와 콘도로 옮기다 밀라 톱소다 뒤대 중에 육으로 다 디모스나 다 가시야. 디모스나 디샤추게도 뭐기 가서 그래. 시위 다 니코야를 가고 시위 이제 다 얼마 때문에 시위 다 지금 니코야 정도 끼고 싶어서 저래 되는 것도 왔다 때문에 샤추게도.
So delight in the afflictions. Let's take delight in attachment. Yeah, that refers to just being preoccupied and wholly involved in doing things to acquire material wealth, power, reputation, followers, motivated by attachment. Yeah, so that's called taking delight in attachment. Yeah, then taking delight in anger. Well, there are some people who seem to to enjoy looking down on others, putting down others, and so forth. Yeah, yes. Then what about delight in ignorance? Perhaps we could take this to mean being very fond of sleep, enjoying sleep greatly.
어떻게 안에 다 나신 다 받나 남양 차와서 이들 가서 보겠다 체디 아니지. 체대 나시잖아. 마신지 체대 돈도 주겠잖아. 뭐 봤어. 뭐 뒤돌았잖아. 당대시. 남의 채워시들. 그러나 뒤대 채워시자니 주치에게 아니 싸우는 싸우는 먹고야시. 또 남의 채워서는 뒤로 주치로 매봤었다. 니나 채나다 체대 보시. 뒤대 싸우는 것이 대대하실다. 남의 채워서의 뒤 말이다.
Greatly distracted means one has no mental space for Dharma. One's emphasis, one's goal, one's philosophy in life is just this life. Day and night, just focusing on the affairs of this life, the happiness of this life. Such, and to the point that one, doesn't have any mental space nor time to practice Dharma. Yeah. So that's the meaning of being greatly distracted.
Yeah. 영어만 남수, 다 미담에 남수, 고요의 님이 어디서다, 마구베, 아니, 융대시. 어디서 구요래?
The texts, the teachings tell us that when we are in such a situation, when we take delight in the afflictions and when we are greatly distracted, just completely preoccupied with the affairs of this life, thinking that is the most important thing, right? This is the result of not having thought or reflected on death and impermanence and the faults of cyclic existence in our past lives. Yeah.
어떻게 다 다니 아니시다 다니 그의 이중 채워서 어떻게 다 친지 아니시다 미다보다 그의 님이나 소바 삼지 아니시다 거기 고안의 이중 채워서 아니 좀 받댕고 그래서 어떻습니?
So then the solution is that from now we have to increase our dissatisfaction for cyclic existence. We have to strengthen that renunciation of cyclic existence through thinking about impermanence and the faults of cyclic existence. Yeah.
어떻게 되다다 이제 저다다 보기 때문에 때문에 미다보다 거의 이미 쓰여진데 나보다 미다보고 매니 쉬우지 계속 붙여야 뭐 전례 당보라. 그럼 미다보가 수도다 쉬우지 되기다 또 샤 시장 뒤도 자원에 매번 수도고 마디네 누가 총으로 따야나 내내 배도 용하시 그 미다보라시 고민도 가나 또 샤 시장 뒤도다 그 누가 총으로 또 대시 용해 버래 저장고 미다보다 아니 나보다 고인님이 사바이나다 시위편도 용하시 되래 저장다 전조양고 나중신이 샤바 멤버체 다 계시 부착이어래 어디래
You know, reflecting and meditating well on impermanence and the faults of cyclic existence, no? is extremely important, in particular for beginners. You know, reflecting and meditating on impermanence is critical, it's very, very important. Yeah. Although the meditation on impermanence itself will not eliminate our anger and attachment completely, but it is very effective in reducing the strength of our afflictions. You know, it's very helpful in reducing the power, the strength of our anger and our attachment. Yeah, and yeah, and on top of that, if they can reflect on the shortcomings, the faults of cyclic existence, and of course, then it's even much more beneficial. Yeah. Because they're very effective, very helpful in reducing our afflictions, yeah, reducing their power and the strength. Yeah. So this is extremely important. We should pay attention to this. We shouldn't look down on these practices, thinking that they are just, yeah, we shouldn't look down. Yeah.
Okay, stop here, huh? Okay. So, also I passed the exam paper back, yeah? I think, well done. Huh? We have a wrote, well done. So, some people wrote quite a lot, some people write less. But nevertheless, it's okay, never mind. So we put the A, B, C, D, E, whatever, up to there. So somebody asks, what is the E, what is D? Somebody asks question, yeah? So A is apple. I think you all know. Huh? Huh? You all know. B is what? Boy. Then C? C is cat. Then D? Dog. E? Okay. So you know what that means, yeah? Okay. A, B, C, D, E. So anyway, what I'm...
You should be Amitabha, right?
Huh?
Maybe more inspiring.
So anyway, we just keep the level there. Anyway, my point is, if you've done your job, I'm happy with that. Okay? Whether you write 10 pages, whether you write 2 pages, you put your hard work there, I think that's my point. Okay? Whether you get good mark or small mark, it's not the point. Now, you put your heart to study, you write what you know, so that's important. Okay. Oh yeah, to shut up. Oh yeah, to shut up.
Okay, finish off. So,